And we're hanging out with the team leaders for Come See Me, several of the team leaders. We've got Allison Tino, as well as Gina Rogers, and they're responsible for the fireworks and tailgate, as well as Moonlight Jazz and Blues. And good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to start with this Friday. Tonight is Moonlight Jazz and Blues. It starts at 6 o'clock. It goes until 10. So, Gina, let's remind folks, we load everyone into our car. We're headed out to Winthrop Lake. What do we need to keep in mind? What do we need to pack, and what do we need to keep at home?
Sure thing. So pack a cooler, pack some drinks, pack dinner, pack camping chairs, picnic blankets, anything that you want to kind of lounge around on. Leave your large furniture at home. Leave your pets at home, please, and no glass. So you can bring in, you can BYOB as long as you're 21 and up, just no glass.
And they will be carding everyone. So yes. If you're over 21, do not get insulted. Take it as a compliment that you still get carded, right?
Yes. Right. So bring an ID as well.
And let's remind folks, we are a cashless festival. Mm-hmm. So how much is it to pay to park, and how much is it to enter Moonlight Jazz and Blues?
Sure. So it's $5 per car for parking, and then $5 per person if you're over 21. If you're under 21, it's free. And again, we are cashless, and we will have lots of attendants at the parking lot and the main entrance to help you with this. But it will help if you go ahead and go on the app or the website and go ahead and pre-purchase that parking pass and your entry tickets. It is under events. You just click on the event that you want to go to, and it is really simple and easy, and you'll get a QR code that you just show at the gate.
Please go ahead and do that, yes, because we are really trying to streamline the getting into mm-hmm. Winthrop Lake area with all the cars that are expected, because it's supposed to be great weather this Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. We really are trying to streamline that and not keep traffic backed up right there on Eden Terrace.
Will there be two different lines for people who have already pre-done that versus have to do that when
Correct.
They turn into the parking lot?
Yes, okay. And we understand that some people aren't going to pre-purchase, but we're, again, trying to encourage everyone that can to go ahead and do that. So when you pull into Winthrop at that north parking lot, there will be two or three lines, and there will be signage that show, hey, if you've already bought your ticket, get in this line. If you need to buy your ticket, get in this line. So hopefully that will help with the flow of traffic.
You can do it in the fast food restaurant. You can do it here.
And honestly, too, if you get there and there's a little bit of a line, go ahead and you haven't bought it, go ahead and buy it while you're sitting in traffic. It'll just make your experience as a patron so much better.
And then let's just talk about the actual event. So let's maybe kind of explain to our audience what it's like at Moonlight Jazz and Blues.
It is such a lovely, dreamy evening. You're out at Winthrop Lake. It is going to be a perfect night tonight, surrounded by friends and family and frogs and all the good things. And we also have a great giant stage that we have every year. And we've got Mellow Groove that will be playing from 6 to 7:30. And then from 8 to 10 is Mac Arnold. And I believe both of them have played Moonlight Jazz before. Okay. So hopefully they've got some fans that are going to come out and support them tonight.
It is a very relaxing, quiet night because then Saturday, April the 25th, it's a different crowd. You can be relaxed and it is kind of quiet, Allison, but to be honest with you, it's tailgate and fireworks. You don't want it to be too quiet, right? You're there to celebrate the end of the Come See Me Festival.
Right.
So it's pretty interesting. It's somewhat of the same event, but just one night. Tonight's a little bit more low-key. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, it's a rock concert, right?
For sure.
That's what it is. Allison Tino is the team leader for tailgate and fireworks. And Allison, we're going to start this whole interview over like you're brand new.
Sure.
What do folks need to bring on Saturday? What do they need to keep at home for tailgate and fireworks?
About the same thing. So blankets, coolers, BYOB, anything you want to lounge around on. Leave the pets at home as well. But it's about the same kind of layout, just a little bit more spicy on Saturday. You will also have the $5 entry ticket for 21 and up and the $5 parking ticket. They will be checking IDs as well. But it's about the same thing. So you'll just come and hang out. We will have barbecue sales earlier on in the evening. So on Saturday, it starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 10 p.m.
I know sometimes we get lots of questions about food. So you can bring food in. What about grills or that kind of thing? I know that there's always some questions about how big of a grill, not a grill. So kind of talk about that.
So no grill.
You can bring in a small grill that you can carry. Just
but
no pull behind large grills. If you can carry it in, you can bring it in. But also just be mindful that you are sitting around several thousand people mm-hmm. with an open flame.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No one wants to smell like grill.
Right. Yes. Yeah, and kids. Yeah.
And everyone's running around.
Right. Yeah.
Safety first, for sure. So $5 per car. I want to explain, that's not $5 per everyone in the car. So if you can squeeze in a lot of folks, that's fine. Safety first, but it's $5 per car.
Correct.
So keep that in mind. And then if you're 21 and up, it's $5 for everyone in your party. So if you are a family of four and you've got a 14-year-old and a 7-year-old, only the two parents are paying. Mm-hmm. The 14-year-old and 7-year-old, they're not paying. So kind of keep that in mind. Hopefully that helps. And again, prepay will help with the entry into the festival. You don't have to do it, but it just makes your experience that much better for sure. And then Allison, let's kind of walk through just the feel of tailgate and fireworks. What kind of music can we expect? Is the same stage set up? Is it similar to what we're going to see tonight at Moonlight Jazz and Blues?
Sure. So there will be a stage and music. We'll have actually three bands instead of two for tomorrow. We'll start at 3 and go to 9. So from 3 to 4:30, it's going to be Anna LaPrade. From 4:45-ish to 6:45, you'll have Kyle Dills. And then from 7 to 9, it'll be Bourbon Sons. And then right as Bourbon Sons are completing, obviously the lights will go out. So we encourage, if you have small children or kids at all, to kind of make sure you know where they're at, have them with you. And then the fireworks will begin shortly after that.
I know some folks have already asked questions. It's very dry outside mm-hmm. the last it couple is. Of days. And we've been given the all clear mm-hmm. by all of those partnering agencies that we're still good to light fireworks. So if some of y'all might be a little concerned, it's a little too dry to shoot fireworks, we've been given the all clear by those agencies that we partner with. So we just want to make sure.
Fire department will be there as well.
Exactly.
Yes. Just in case.
Yes. They're there all the time.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, right
for sure.
There. Yeah.
But it's always good to have that.
Absolutely.
For sure when you have the fireworks display. All right. Well, that's your rundown for what's happening this Friday night and Saturday night. Allison Tino and Gina Rogers, two of the best team leaders for the Come See Me Festival. Ladies, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Events tonight
for
and tomorrow.
Us.
It's a lot. It's a lot of moving parts and job well done.
Yeah. So happy final weekend.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 AM 1340, the official voice of Come See Me since 1962.